People say, Grace, do you mind working Friday nights? No, I don't mind. I know it's going to be 9 to 11 every Friday night. No fuss, no muss. Easy in, easy out. When I was a medical man, I never knew when I'd be working. That's the thing I hated about the medical profession. I never knew because disease never takes a holiday. Yeah, I never knew when that phone would ring, that people would go off. It was horrible. It was hell. But I was determined that Wednesday would be my day. You know, I would go through hell Monday and Tuesday. I would go through hell Thursday and Friday. I'd go through hell on the weekends.
Wednesday was my day at the club. Every day I'd walk into the OR. I'd throw my head skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, I was a surgeon. They still have my picture up at Blum and General for some of the contributions I made. But I insisted, and that's what you have to do in the medical. You have to insist on your time is your time. And even though I was a renowned cardiologist with patients that were hanging on by a thread, hooked up to their little life support systems, I'd do surgery when other doctors wouldn't dare. I mean, we'd have a faint pulse, minimal blood pressure. I said, "Prepare him for surgery." The nurse said, "Doctor, this man would die if you cut his hair." I said, "Shut up, nurse." And sure enough, the operation would go without a hitch. But on Wednesdays, I didn't want to know from sick people. On Wednesdays, I didn't want to know from sutures. I just wanted my golf clubs and beer, my golf cart. Every now and then, I'd have a patient slab out on me on Wednesdays. You know, I'd show up at the funeral. "I'm sorry, my beeper was the batteries. I don't know what it was. But anyway, here, my dearest respects. The bill will be in the mail." But I remember one time I was on the golf course. And I saw one of the guys, the clubhouse boys, come running on. I'm thinking, oh, God, some old geezer's just slabbed out on one of the holes. I'm going to have to intubate him. Fortunately, I brought my Ronco pocket defibrillator. I'll probably have to give him mouth-to-mouth, taste that nasty Noxzema. But fortunately, the boy ran up to me and said, "Dr. Grease Minnelli, doctor, we have an emergency in the ladies' locker room." I brightened. "There is a God in hell." I said, "What's the emergency?" He said, "One of the ladies slipped and hit her head on a faucet." I said, "I'll be right there." I put my golf cart into overdrive, and I just went barreling through that lock. I just pushed the door open. "Coming through, medical emergency." There were ladies in various stages of undress. I ran into the shower room. There were about 5 naked ladies gathered around this one on the floor, and she looked, I said, "All right, give me room, give me room." One of her friends was saying, "She had everything to live for." I said, "Believe me, it's just a knock on the head." But her friend was hysterical. "She had everything to live for. She told me how she and her husband had just made blissful love and she had come here to get a good workout after her morning workout. We were joking about..." I said, "Will you get out of here? I need room." They all left and I looked at her lying there, naked, covered in soap on the shower floor, right after a recent session of hapotuki. "You have blamed me. I mean, it was right. She just had a session there. Who would know? So, I mean, you know, I wasn't going to send her a bill. I figured, what the hey? A little, try it off. Fortunately, just as she was about to regain consciousness, and then I withdrew. Her eyes blinked. They focused. I said, there. My name's Dr. Grease Minnelli. You've had a bit of a fall, but I think you're going to be all right. We want to run downtown, take some x-rays just to be sure. Let me know if you get dizzy or sleepy or vertigo or vomiting or anything. But I think it'll be all right. Just a knock on the head." She said, "Oh, thank you very much." I said, I wrapped her in a towel. You know, I was very professional. Yeah, buddy. And there could be no way that she would ever know, being fresh from a session. I was driving home feeling rather pleased with myself when I realized her friend also told me that she was trying to have a baby. So that meant there was no protection. But I figured, what the hey? Her husband had just had a session, and even if she did get pregnant, who would... And then it hit me. The woman was Chinese.
Oh, no!
Stand by. There's more on the way with the best of Grease. On DC 101.
DC 101 brings you the...